Coinbase launches pre-IPO perps. Starting with Elon Musk's SpaceX, Coinbase has launched perpetual futures tied to private pre-IPO companies, and the first reference asset is SpaceX, according to a Decrypt report on June 4, 2026. The product lets traders take a leveraged position on the implied valuation of a company that has not gone public, a market that has historically been closed to anyone outside late-stage venture funds and private secondary desks. The timing is sharp. Crypto is in an extreme fear stretch, with the Fear and Greed Index at 19 and Bitcoin trading at $62,345, down 7.3% over 24 hours as of June 4, 2026. Coinbase choosing this moment to open an entirely new asset class says more about its product roadmap than about the tape. A private valuation becomes a live price. Until now, a number like SpaceX is worth X was a quarterly data point set by whoever last bought shares in a funding round. There was no continuous market, no order book, and no way for a retail trader to express a view. Pre-IPO perps change that mechanic. They create a running price that floats with demand, the same way a perpetual swap on Bitcoin or Ether does. Except the underlying is a company that has never filed an S-1. SpaceX is a deliberate first pick. It is one of the most watched private companies on Earth, and the IPO speculation around it has been constant. Decrypt notes that a public listing could vault Elon Musk to the top of global wealth rankings. That kind of name recognition gives the new market the one thing a derivatives product needs at launch: people who already have an opinion. Perps mechanics carry over, and so does the risk a perpetual future has no expiry. It tracks an index through a funding rate that periodically transfers value between longs and shorts to keep the contract near its reference. That structure is efficient, but it is also where the danger lives. Leverage cuts both ways. Funding can bleed a position that is directionally right but early, and a sharp move triggers liquidations that wipe the margin. Those risks are familiar to anyone who has traded crypto perps. They are less familiar in the context of a private company, where the reference valuation updates slowly and public information is thin. A perp on SpaceX is not the same as owning SpaceX equity. It is a bet on where a synthetic index sits, settled in the product's collateral, with no claim on the actual business. Traders treating it as a backdoor into private markets should read the contract terms closely before sizing up. Coinbase keeps widening what it sells. This fits a clear pattern. Coinbase has spent the past year pushing past spot trading into a broader financial menu, and derivatives have been central to that. Opening pre-IPO exposure is the most aggressive step yet because it pulls a slice of the private markets world onto a venue that retail can reach with a few taps. For the wider ecosystem, the move matters in two ways. It pressures rivals to answer with their own pre-IPO products, the same way exchanges raced each other on perpetuals and tokenized equities. It also nudges regulators, who will have to decide how a leveraged contract referencing a private company sits alongside existing securities and derivatives rules. None of that is settled today. For SpendNode readers, the practical takeaway is narrower. Coinbase is a card issuer as well as a trading venue, and balances people keep on the platform to fund a Coinbase card sit in the same account environment as these new leverage products. Holding spending money next to a margin product is a different risk profile than parking it in a wallet you control. Keeping the float you actually spend separate from anything leveraged is the conservative play, especially in a week when crypto is already down double digits across the board.